This is a Squiz Kids podcast. Your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you.
It's a sacred time in the Christian calendar where eggs and bunnies become symbols of new life and families around the globe gather to celebrate. This is your Squiz Kids shortcut to Easter, the podcast where we dive into the who, what, where, when, why and how of the big news stories. I'm Christy Kidgerina.
And I'm Bryce Corbett.
Hey, Bryce.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. But wait a minute. You just got a little something in the right there in the corner of your mouth.
What? Ah.
Oh, and a bit on your cheek.
Oh, okay. Yep. Ah, yep.
Oh, and what's this? A pile of shiny foil wrappers.
Oh, those are... Yeah, no, I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Bryce, did you eat all of the Easter eggs I left here earlier?
Me? No, of course not. Well, maybe just one, or perhaps two.
Mm.
But there should be some left somewhere.
That was supposed to be part of a surprise Easter egg hunt I had planned for you later.
Well, in that case... Would you believe me if I told you that I found them and they were extremely tasty?
Yeah, I would.
Christy, with Easter coming up, it's got me thinking, why do we search for eggs, of all things? And why is it that it's an Easter bunny that delivers them and not a chicken? I mean, what is the real story behind Easter?
They're all excellent questions, Bryce. How about we hop on a journey to discover the answers?
Ah, hop, I see what you've done there. Today we're diving into the chocolate fountain to unwrap why people celebrate Easter, to discover where all those Easter symbols like eggs and bunnies originated, and to explore how different cultures put their own unique twist on this egg-citing holiday.
Well done.
So adjust your Easter bonnets, because here we go.
Listen carefully, there's a squiz at the end.
Why?
Bryce, who doesn't love a grand celebration?
Mm-hmm.
Easter is definitely one of my favourites, but ever wondered why it's celebrated by so many people around the world?
Yeah, now that you mention it, Christy, I have. I've always been curious. I mean, Easter's fun, but there's got to be more to it, right, than just chocolate eggs.
There is. You've hit the nail on the head, Bryce. It turns out the seasons play a role in this story.
Oh.
Long before Christianity, various cultures celebrated the marvels of nature through festivities dedicated to their gods.
Uh-huh.
One such celebration was held by the Anglo-Saxons at the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, which is autumn here.
Right.
They honoured Eostre. She's the goddess of spring and fertility with a festival.
Eostre, you say? I mean, that sounds suspiciously like Easter.
Doesn't it?
And I guess the eggs we find everywhere during Easter symbolise new beginnings. Is that right?
Exactly. You're connecting the dots beautifully.
Thank you very much.
Eggs symbolise new life, which ties into the Christian celebration of Easter as well. Christians believe Jesus Christ, whom they worship as the Son of God, was crucified, buried, and then miraculously rose from the dead 3 days later.
That is quite the comeback story.
It really is, and it's a story worth celebrating.
The historical records from the Romans, who were meticulous about documentation, suggest these events took place around 30 CE.
Right.
Given that spring celebrations were already popular at the time, it made perfect sense for early Christians to commemorate Jesus' resurrection during this season.
Aha, that's clever. Plus, the Passover festival, which is a significant Jewish celebration, happens around the same time. Since the early Christian community had Jewish roots, it seems like the ideal time to celebrate.
So it was a time of spiritual significance and festivity, making it a natural fit for the early Christians to mark Jesus' resurrection. But Christy, what is the deal with the chocolate and the bunnies we see everywhere during Easter? I mean, where did they come from?
Where?
So you're wondering where all these fascinating Easter symbols come from? Truth be told, Bryce, it's a bit of a mystery.
Well, this is going to be a pretty short podcast then. I mean, I'll just pack my stuff.
Hold on there. While it's true we might not know every detail, we've got some pretty solid clues about the origins of these Easter symbols.
Okay.
I've mentioned the eggs, but did you know that during Lent, which is the period leading up to Easter, Christians traditionally give up meat and all animal products?
So they go vegan. That means no eggs as well, right?
That's right. So as Easter approached, people began decorating eggs to give them as special gifts when Easter finally arrived.
And remember back to the goddess Eostre? Wasn't her sacred animal the hare, as in H-A-R-E, not H-A-I-R, which is a cousin of the rabbit?
Yes, you're piecing it all together perfectly. It was in Germany that hares and Easter seem to have come together.
Uh-huh.
There, a tradition emerged about the Osterhaus, a mythical egg-laying hare who brought eggs to well-behaved children.
Ah, so the Easter Bunny could be like the Osterhaus's long-lost cousin.
Right you are. And since hares make nests rather than burrows, that's probably how we got the idea for Easter baskets.
Wow. But don't forget, different countries have their unique twists on Easter. In Switzerland, for example, it's a cuckoo bird that brings the eggs, while in parts of Germany, a fox plays the role, and in other European regions, it could either be a rooster or a stork that brings the eggs.
Wow.
But Christy, you've overlooked one crucial element.
What's that, Bryce?
The chocolate.
Ah, yes. Well, like the other symbols, no one's really sure, but in the USA in the 1890s, a store owner decided to make a giant, get this, 1.5 metre tall chocolate bunny as a shop display. And as you can imagine, it really caught on.
I bet it did. That is one big bunny. So it really seems like Easter has inspired a variety of traditions around the world. So, Christy, tell me, how do people around the globe celebrate Easter differently?
How?
Bryce, there are so many ways that Easter is celebrated around the world, but at its heart, it remains a profound Christian tradition. Mm-hmm. It commemorates a pivotal moment, Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Christians believe that when Jesus was crucified and placed in a tomb, 3 days later, when women took spices to Jesus, the stone at the entrance was rolled away and an angel revealed that Jesus had risen from the dead.
That's right, Christy. This remarkable event celebrated in the Bible is even preceded by Holy Week, a solemn period leading up to Easter Sunday.
And thanks to those meticulous Roman record keepers, we understand that the crucifixion happened on a Friday, which is now observed as Good Friday, giving us a day off to reflect and to prepare for the celebration.
Right, and that of course brings us to Easter Sunday, celebrated, well, unsurprisingly enough, on a Sunday.
Makes sense. The exact date wiggles around a bit between March 22 and April 25. It's the lunar calendar to do with the moon and the appearance of the full moon that determines when we dig into our Easter treats.
Ah, I see. So on Easter Sunday, families gather together or head off to church and then dig into that sweet, sweet chocolate that the Easter Bunny or the cuckoo has brought them.
But celebrations don't stop at the bunnies. Bryce, Easter has some really quirky and fascinating traditions with roots in ancient times.
Oh yeah, tell me.
For instance, in Poland, Easter Monday is celebrated as Wet Monday. Everyone gets drenched in water for purity and fun. Ah. It's a day of laughter and soggy surprises, and everyone is armed with buckets and water pistols.
Sounds cold. Now, that's got nothing, of course, on the Czech Republic, where boys playfully whip girls with ribbons. Ooh. Again, apparently to keep them healthy. I think that's the boys and not the girls. Yeah. And then the girls are required to give the boys a chocolate egg as a thank you, which seems very unfair.
Absolutely.
Someone's definitely got the better deal there.
For sure. And flying high in Bermuda are colourful kites symbolising Christ's ascension.
Right.
In Bulgaria, people gently tap decorated eggs against each other to see whose egg remains uncracked.
Oh, fun.
And Mexicans add a twist with confetti-filled egg piñatas for a burst of joy.
Nice. While in Australia, Christy, we have a good old Easter bilby. Because bilbies are endangered here and rabbits are kind kind of a pest. Ooh. I hope the Easter Bunny's not listening. So, Christy, there you have it. Easter is not only one of the holiest times for Christians, but it's also a time for joy, reflection, and yes, the perfect excuse to bite the head of a chocolate bunny.
Woohoo!
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening.
Question number one. What is the name of the Anglo-Saxon goddess of spring and fertility? That's right. Well done if you said Eostre.
Question number two. In which country do cuckoo birds deliver the Easter eggs? Nice work if you remembered that it's Switzerland.
Question number three. What is Easter Monday known as in Poland? And I'll give you a hint. It's got something to do with buckets of water. Yeah, well done. If you said Wet Monday.
Yeah! Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us as we explored the who, what, how, where, when, and why of Easter. Teachers, there are a whole lot of excellent classroom resources related to this topic on the Squiz Kids website, and there's a link to them in the episode notes.
And as we say every week, now get out there and have a most excellent day.
Over and out.